$1,000, seed limit. So in 6 days we learned that it's also to fruit. Bosov, a piece of meat, and our garbage holding Friday before Shkia, if it wasn't before Shkia, it's partially Kimacha Ben Rosoyel for Apoches, partially boiled. So then it's also to do it because of Exeire, Shemo Yechate Yecholim. So now, in Siv Gimli says, Im Ova Vishochach, Vinitzle Bishabes Biisarosa. Suppose he did it, he left the Boso, Al Gabi Yecholim, Friday before Shkia, and when it was not even in the stage of Nizbasho Kimacho Ben Rosoye, he was Eva the Isa, so then the Eved is not allowed to be Nene from it. He cannot eat it on Shabbos. And not even Mitzvah Shabbos until enough time elapses in Mitzvah Shabbos so that even if he hadn't been Sheyet before Shabbos, he would be able to do it after Shabbos. Peire Sheneholim Chayi Muta Litnom Sovi Vagdeho Afal Pishi Efsha Sheyitz Lekinim Chashecho Miu Tzorich Lizoyeh Shol Yazer Akiso In Nizgal Mishachashecho Shol Heisif Olof Achi Yotzeu Mipne Shemaya Ligma Bishlom Bishabbos. Suppose you have Peires, let's see, like pears, I mean apples, pears that are eaten raw, uncooked, unboiled. So then you are allowed, but you want to have it cooked, to have it boiled, the apple, the pear. So you are allowed to put it on fire before Shabbos, and we're not gazing Hashem Yechati Gecholim, because in view of the fact that these pears are eaten usually in a worst state, so he's not so loath to be mechatel gecholim, because he can eat it even if it's not completely cooked. So that's the halacha. However, when he does it, when he leaves it on the fire before Shkia, so he should not, after Shkia, he's not allowed to put back the cover. Let's say you put it in a pot, a baked apple. You want to bake the apple, and you put it in a pot, and on that pot where you left the apple, so you put the cover, the lid. So you're not supposed, after Shkia, not allowed after Shkia to put back the lid, because then it involves a melacha d'oraisa. Because when you put a cover on a pot that is being cooked on fire, so that expedites the bishul. So memela yareve ranisa of bishul. One is not allowed to put in the oven dough in order to bake it before Shkia, unless before Shkia a crust is already formed on top of the dough, I'm talking bitano. So the Mechaber mentions the side, the surface that is in contact with the tano. But the Gro points out it doesn't make any difference whether it's the bottom surface forms a crust or the top surface forms a crust. As long as a crust is formed on either side, whether the top or the bottom, so before Shkia, so then you're allowed to leave it in the tanur so that it should become baked completely. You're not allowed to put, let's say, a wafer on top of coal unless before Shkia a crust is already formed. And if it doesn't stretch, so then it's considered that it's already krimas pnim, that it's a crust is already formed. Pashtido ifladin is something like kreplach, when you have a dough on each side and a filling, let's say, of meat or something. So the halacha is that you cannot put fashtid or a dough with a filling in it unless before Shkia a crust is already formed on each part of the dough. Those that are the part of the dough that is on top of the filling and the part of the dough that is below the filling. Now, the Taz and the Mogavrom say that this Ramor is inconsistent with the Shita of the Mechaba, because the Mechaba says that as long as a crust is formed on one side, whether on top or on the bottom, so it's already enough, you can leave it before Shkia. But here he says, Pashtido if Ladin, so a crust has to be formed on both sides. So the Taz and the Mogavrom say that the Ramoshite is in regard to ordinary pass also. You're only allowed to leave it on fire if a crust is formed on both sides, on top and bottom. And the Ischili can the Mechaba who says that if a crust is formed on one side, this is enough. However, the Gros says that the Ramoy is not Chilik on the Mechaba, because here it's relatively thick. So since it's relatively thick, so then we require that the crust should be formed before Shkia on both sides. And the Dogum of Ovad and Yehuda also says that the Ramoy is not Chilik on the Mechaba. But here, in view of the fact that there is a feeling, let's say, of meat or of fish, so the two portions of dough are considered like two separate wafers. So memele, a crust has to be formed on each side of the dough. We left off in the middle of Simon Reishon Daled, Sifei. So in Sifei, the Mechaba mentioned the aloche that one is not allowed to put pas in the tanur before Shabbos, unless before Shkia it already formed the crust. The dough already formed the crust. But if before Shkia the dough has not as yet formed the crust, so you're not allowed to put the dough in the tanur before Shkia, because of Exeire, lest he will forget and he will rake the gecholim under the dough. So we believe in Meloche of Avore and Kibbo and so on. Now, then, here the Mechaba continues. The Nosa Neisom Somuch L'Hasheichos, suppose, all right, it's Osa. But suppose he did it, he was Eva B'Isa. Will he call Mupneyem? Suppose he put dough in the tunnel before Shkia, and the dough had not as yet formed the cross. Will he call Mupneyem? In Bimezit, if he did it Bimezit, Oser Ad Mitzoy Shabbi V'Deishi Yasi. So he's not allowed to be Ne'ene from the Meloche that he did Bimezit until Mitzoy Shabbos, and even Mitzoy Shabbos, not immediately is he allowed to eat it. But only if enough time will elapse in Mitzoy Shabbos, so that even if it hadn't been baked before, he would still be able to bake it after the termination of Shabbos. Otherwise, he is Nene from the Melech Shabbos. V'im b'shegeik, suppose he didn't b'shegeik. Im ein lei mayechal mutalei liyodeis menenu mozin sholi shudis. Now, it's mentioned in Sifres that suppose someone was mashe, let's say a kafshil, on the stove, that was not gol v'kotum, and the tafshil just began to be misbashel, but it hasn't been misbashel even kimachol ben resoy. So then it's also even according to Hananye to be mashet on the kiro. Suppose he did it, so even if he did it b'shegeik, it's also mashein can hear. So there is a heter to the extent of the mozin sholi shudeis. Why? Because there we deal with the tafshil, so that's not indispensable for the Kiyama Mitzvah of Sholish Sudeis in Shabbos. Even without the Tafshil, Mashenkin, here we are dealing with Pas, and Pas, the eating of Pas is indispensable for the Kiyama Mitzvah of Sudeis Shabbos. So because of that, the Chachomim applied a special kule, and they were mattering that if he did it b'sheigeik, so then he mainly mayechal, so he will not be able to be mikayim the Mitzvah of Sholish Sudeis. So to the extent that he needs for the Sholi Sudeis, he's allowed to remove it from the tunnel. ואימא ואחרים שאין להם מה יאכלו, בואי יעודו לכם מוזן של רשולס. Not only is allowed to remove the pass that is necessary for his Cholishudais, but he has a friend that also has to eat Cholishudais. So he can tell him, you can also come and remove the pass from the Tano, and in order to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Cholishudais. Vim la'achirim shilom ma'yichu, bo yodu lachem mozin Cholishudais. Uchshu reide, when he does remove the pass, now, the pass in their Tanurim, so was midubok to the walls of the Tano. That's the way it was. Uchshurede lo yarde bimarde, not with an instrument. He shouldn't detach the pass and remove it from the walls of the Tano with an instrument. Elo bisaki al deshinu with a knife. V'chayetzebe shelo yase ki derech sheise b'chayim. Why? Because in order there should be a shinu. V'imiyef shelo liodis b'shinu. Suppose he can't remove it, how does he know? Only in the regular way, and to use the special instrument that is adapted for Ridias HaPas, so then he's allowed. Yod Bimar Vimosno Birdei Sheyikchum Poneo, but suppose he left the door in the Tano after the door had already formed the cross, so then it was Beheter. Kim the Rav the Sule, which is a Shabbosu, so then he is allowed to remove it in the natural way. Reide Kedaki, we shall leave it in Chayim, but only. So when is it Muter to be ready the pass only if he needs it for Tzir Shabbos? But suppose he doesn't even need a pass for Tzir Shabbos. He has enough bread, he has enough challah for the Sude Shabbos. So then he's not allowed to remove the pass from the Tanu even al Dishinu, because it's a Nuv Nechem. V'chol ze b'tanu she'nitor b'tit. So that's when it's osea to put it in the tanu, unless it formed the cross. But if it didn't form a cross, you're not allowed to leave it before Shabbos, because of the gzeire shemo yichate b'cholim. Mashein came, if it is sealed, it is dubbed with teeth. So then there is a heker in case he does forget. So the fact that it's sealed with teeth, so it's dubbed with teeth, so that will remind it. Avul imatua b'teeth, oy sheneif litzir Shabbos, rak limitzoy Shabbos, yish lizman lefeisei muta, v'loy gazrinon, b'chai gavne shemo yichat. Let's see, Bob. Now there is it. You know that there is an iser of Ridiyah, so that's an iser Rabbanan. We're not allowed to detach the pass from the tunnel. That's an Isra Rabbanon. Gemara says, Ridias HaPas is Chochma v'Nimrocho, but it's also a Rabbanon. Whether it's a real Shavuos or only an Isra of Uvim Dechayu, so it's also to be Ridias HaPas, to detach the pass from the tunnel. It's an Isra Rabbanon. So, Mechaber in Sivov says as follows, V'nosnei b'shabes, afilu b'meizit, muta lio deis kedem shi'efe, kidei shalo yovei lidei isa skile. In other words, that's a gemara in Shabbos Daf Dalet. Suppose a person put dough on Shabbos. Now, if it will remain there until it forms a cross, so then he'll be chayev kores, and Basroye and Beidin, he'll be chayiv skile, he'll be an eife. But if he will remove the pass before it forms a cross, so then it will be determined that he wasn't eife. He's an eife if it results in the baking of the pass. But if it doesn't result in the baking of the pass, he removes it. Somebody will put in Shabbos in the tunnel a piece of dough, and then a minute later he'll take it out, so then it's determined by Mafreya that the putting in of the dough did not constitute a Maisa Afiye. So the Gemara says that the same person who put the dough on Shabbos, so he is allowed to be raided before, to remove it before it forms a crust, in order to preclude the Maisa Afiye of Afiye, even if he didn't be Maisa. but only he himself. But another Jew is not allowed. Let's say Reuven put dough in the oven on Shabbos, in the tanner on Shabbos. And then, whether he did it be mezit or b'shegek, then Shimon sees that, so he's in a position to take out the dough. Before it forms a crust, he's not allowed. Because in Emun Leodom Chatei, Kidei Sheyizke Chaveicho. In other words, one Jew is not allowed to do an Aveire in order to be mafrish another Jew from an Aveire if the other Jew was a Pesheya. If the other Jew was not a Pesheya, so then he's allowed to do an Issachar, to be Matzil, the other one from an Issachomor. But in the case where he's a Pesheya, so another Jew is not allowed to do an Issachar, even Issa de Rabbanon, in order to be Matzil. And another Jew from an Issa deraisa, even an Issa homo deraisa like Chil Shabbos. So Mechaba says, "V'nosne b'Shabbos afilu b'mezit mutaloi liyodeis." Only the same one who put in the dough in the oven, he is allowed. Kidem sheyofe, kidem sheyove lide Issa skile. Mashein ken another Jew, he is not allowed because. Now we have to keep in mind. The halacha is mentioned in Sifei. In Sifei, so it was mentioned that one is not allowed to put dough in the tanur before Shabbos unless it formed the crust before Shabbos. Otherwise, he's not allowed to put a dough because of Gzeirah Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. That's one thing. Then, suppose he was Eveya and he did put dough in the oven before it formed the crust. So if he didn't be lazy, so then he's not allowed to be raided the pass, to remove the pass from the tunnel. If he didn't be lazy. And if he didn't be shegei, if he didn't be shegei, so then he is allowed to be raided to the extent he is allowed to remove that quantity of pass that is necessary for the Sholei Sudeis, for necessary Sholei Sudeis, the minimum. But not more, and even that minimum that is necessary for the Sholei Sudeis, he has to do it al dishinu if it's only possible. But he cannot be raided the regular way. So that is if he did it b'sheyik. Suppose he did he put a pass in the oven b'heter. Let's say it formed the crust before Shabbos. So then he's allowed. To leave the dough before Shabbos in the oven, so then he is allowed to be raided the pass on Shabbos, and even not al dishinu in the natural way he's allowed. But so now but he's allowed only to the extent of mozin sholei sudeis. But if he didn't be shaded be isea, so then he has to do it al dishinu. If he didn't beheter, a crust was already formed before Shabbos, so then he can do it the regular way, he can be raided the regular way, but only for the extent of Sholei Sudeis, not more. Suppose he wants to eat more, another Sudeis, or more than he is mechuyev to eat in the Sholei Sudeis. So he's not allowed. So the Mechaber says in Siv Zion that this is only true of the Tanurim Shelohem. So there the pass was dovuk to the Deifnei Atano, to the walls of the Tano. Masha'inkin b'tanurim shalonu, that the pass is not dovuk, it doesn't adhere to the Deifnei Atano, it's placed just on the heart. So it's not dovuk to the Deifnei Atano, so then removing it does not involve any union of ridiyeh. So b'tanurim shalonu she'in b'en ridiyeh, in other words, so Avraham explains it, that this Mechaber has reference to the case where he did it beheta. Let's say, if it formed the crust before Shabbos. So then he's allowed to be shared the pass in the oven. So then, when so he's allowed to take it out, even if it's not necessary for the Sholei Sudeis, but it's necessary for a Sudeis Shabbos, he wants to eat more, an extra Sudeis, so he's allowed. So, b'tanurim shalonu she'in b'em ridiyeh, because it's not dovuk to the Deifnei Atano, mutal heitzi yeisa mi Sholei Sudeis. As long, so the Mogavrom points out, as long as as he intends to use it and to eat it on Shabbos. Yes, I'm sure to this. Bisakin bishom dovo, she yitrevei, umikomo kein lo yeitzi bereches, mishum dimer ze kuhubdin bechayim. So now he doesn't have to do it al deshinu, but to use a reches, that's a special instrument that is adapted for ridiye, that he shouldn't use. But he can use a sakin in taking out the pass from the tunnel. It was mentioned in a previous seat that one is allowed to leave on top of a kiro before Shabbos, let's say a tafshil boso, that is completely raw. Because if it's completely raw, so it will take a long time until it will cook. And even if we'll decide to rake the coal under the pot, it will still not be ready for the Friday night meal. So mainly we're not geizei Hashem liyachat b'chol. But there is an exception. In other words, if the tafshil is that kind of a tafshil that does not take a long time in order to be cooked, even if it's put on the stove while it's raw, so then we are geizei Hashem liyachat b'chol. So yomali odom deiro asriyois, that certain kind of beans. Even though it's completely raw, the beans. Because the beans are not necessary to eat. So there's a difference between a tafshil like boso that requires a relatively considerable time in order to be cooked, so mele we are not geizeya, because even if we will decide to rake the gecholim under the tafshil, it will still not be ready for the sharp Friday night meal, and the tafshil like beans, that requires just a relatively small time to cook it. So mele, so then we are geizeya, even though he leaves it before Shabbos in a completely raw state. Was mentioned the aloche that even though in regard to boso, so one is allowed to before Shabbos to put a pot with meat that is completely raw, because we are not gazing lest he'll be mechate b'cholim, lest he'll rake the coal under the pot, on account of the fact that it takes a considerable time for boso to be cooked. Something that doesn't require a considerable time to be cooked, let's say like beans, so then you're not allowed to leave it on the stove before Shabbos, even though it's completely raw, because there is still a possibility that he might forget and be mechate geholim in order to expedite the completion of the cooking for before the Friday night meal. So the Mechaba says in Siftes, Kayetzebei, Reimali Chovye Shalmayim, Viyitin Lisechatano, Erev Shabbos Im Chashecho, Vimosekein Asurim Mitzei Shabbos Deshiyasu, to fill up, let's say, a tea kettle with water and to put it on the stove before Shabbos, even though the water is completely unboiled, so it's osa, because it doesn't take a considerable time for water to be boiled. So mele, even if it's completely uncooked, you are still not allowed to leave it on the stove because of the gzeira shem yachat b'gecholim. And even though it was mentioned in a previous sif that peiros that are eaten in an uncooked state, let's say like apples, so you are allowed to leave it on the fire before Shabbos because we are not geizia, since it can be eaten even in an uncooked state. So one could argue the same thing applies to mayim, because mayim, a person drinks water that is not boiled too. But the answer is there is a difference between, let's say, apples and pears. So there, in an uncooked state, it's even better. But mayim, even though people do drink water that is not boiled, but people prefer to drink it in a burnt state. So Mimele, the Xeira of Shem Yechate B'Gecholim applies to my. Simon Reishin Zion. Now, Reishin Zion deals exclusively with the Iser of Atmonas Chami. Now, the Chachomim made two takones, they enacted two Xeiras. In regard to Atmonas Chami, Atmonas Chami means when you take a tafshil, a pot that has a tafshil in it, and you hide it, you store it, let's say in garments, or you store it, let's say in straw. So there are two kinds of atmonis. There is something that is massive ever, let's say like straw. Straw is an example of something that adds heat. And then, so the halacha is that to be matmi, a pot with the tafshil, that has in something that adds heat, let's say in straw, so you push it, you store it in straw, so then that adds heat, so it's also even before Shabbos. Even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to store something in a tafshil, in a pot, in something that adds heat, let's say in straw, in teva. But, so even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. And then there's another kind of atmoni. Something that preserves the heat, let's say in garments, in clothes, in rags. It doesn't add any heat, but it just preserves the heat so that it shouldn't become cold. So that is only osar on Shabbos itself. But to put it, let's say, among blankets, a pot with the tafshil among blankets before Shabbos is mutar. But to put a pot with the tafshil in straw that adds heat, so even before Shabbos, it is osar. So, both are gzeiras midrabanon. Now, according to most Rishonim, according to the Gilsa of Rashi and Tesis, so the reason is why the Chachomim assert hatmone in something that preserves the heat on Shabbos itself. Let's say to put a pot with a tafshil among clothes, among rags, to preserve the heat on Shabbos, you're not allowed. Because if we'll be allowed to do that on Shabbos, so suppose this gdeira, the pot, became cold, so the tafshil became cold, and then he'll put it, if we allow him to put it in dovo that is maimid hevel, that preserves the heat, he might be tempted and to warm it up on the fire too, on the stove. And then there will be Eiver and Iser of Bishul. Why will it be Eiver and Iser of Bishul? But it was already in his Bashel. So Rabbi Yeruchem says, and as Pshat in Rashi, because Bidovalach, in a liquid thing, so there is Bishlach HaBishul, only in his solid food. So once it was in his Bashel, even though it cooled off, so there is no Iser of Bishul. But in a liquid, in a Dovalach, so if it cooled off, so then there is Bishul. So that's the pshat according to the Rishonim, that Bidol Alach, there is Bishul. But suppose it is, according to the Rishonim, like the Rambam, I mean other Rishonim, who say that even Bidol Alach, so there is a haloche of im Bishul acha Bishul, so why did the Chachomim gezer that he shouldn't be matmin in Dovo, that is maimit chayim that preserves the heat, but we couldn't be gezeir, lest he'll be mechamet, because in Bishlach HaBishul, so according to these Rishonim, who say in Bishlach HaBishul, even in Dololach, so the reason is why the Chachomim were gezeir, not to be matmin, bidovor shemaimid hevel and Shabbos, because if it cooled off, if the tafshil cooled off, so sometimes he might be mechated gecholim also, in order that there should be substantial heat. So then will be either an iser of havore and kibu. So the Primigodim says the nafkemine between these two rishenim is in regard to the question as to whether you can be matmi a pot that has a solid food without any liquid. So if we say that the gzeira is because shemo yitztaning derosei and he'll warm it up, so it'll be either the iser bishul because by dovalach. So there is Bishlach HaBishul, so then it would only apply to a pot that has in it some liquid. But if the pot, if the tafshil in the pot has no liquid whatsoever, just the dover gush is solid food, let's say meat without any sauce, so then it would be mutar to be makni be dover shemayim devil. However, if the gzeira is because shemo is standing the rosei, so he might forget and he might be mechated gecholim under the pot, so then even the dover gush, so you're not allowed to be makni. That will be nafkimi. So that's one iser of atmoni. Now the other iser of atmoni is bidobo shemesif evel, so you're not allowed, let's say, like straw. So then you're not allowed to store the pot with the tafshil in straw even before Shabbos. So that is that the chachomim aser because of gzeire shemo yatmin beremetz. If he will be allowed to be matmin, he'll be allowed to be matmin in dobo shemesif evel. So sometimes he'll be matmin in hot burning coal, and then he might on Shabbos itself, as a result of being matmin in beremetz, be mechated the hot coal. So because of that, the chachomim assert that one should not be allowed to be matmin be dobo shemesif evel even before Shabbos. So, as it was mentioned last time, Chachomim made two takones, two gzeiras. One takone was that we are not allowed on Shabbos itself to be matmin, to store in a pot with the top shield, in something that preserves the heat, even though it doesn't add heat, let's say in garments, in rags. But to be matmin, to put it away, to store it in something that preserves the heat before Shabbos is muta. However, if it is something like straw that is meisif evel, then you're not allowed even to be matmin, to put it away, to store it in before Shabbos, if it's meisif evel. So the Mechaba says in Siman Reish Zayin Sibalev, in Teimim b'Shabbes afu b'dovo shei meisif evel. Now, what does it mean atmone? Atmone means when you put something in something else, let's say you put a pot in something, let's say in rags, that's dovo shemayim devel, or in straw, and the straw or the garments, the rags, envelop the pot with the tafshil on all sides. That's called atmone. So in Teimim b'Shabbes afu b'dovo shei meisif evel, avo b'sofik chasheicho teimim be. So in other words, if it only preserves the heat, so you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos itself, but before Shabbos you're allowed. Not only before Shabbos you're allowed, even bin Ashmoshes you're allowed to do it. Then the other iser, dovo ha-meisif evel, something that adds heat, ואינטיינים בדובר המייסיף אבל אפילו בדיין ואם היטמין בדובר המייסיף אבל אם הוא היה מטמין בדובר המייסיף אבל התפשיל עושה אפילו בדיין וסו so then even if he did it בשגק so according to the מחבר so the Isar of Atmone is more חמור than the Isar of Shia. We learned in the previous Simen that in regard to Shia, so there is a difference. Suppose he did it, David. So if he did it with Maisi, then the tafshil is osa v'achil on Shabbos. But if he did it b'sheye, b'shochach, so, and he was sheye, he left it on the stove. So even though he's not allowed, but if he did it b'sheye, so David, the tafshil is muta. Masheinkin l'gabi atmone, so the sack of the mechaber is that it's osa b'David, even if he's shochach. V'davke b'tzenin shenishami. Oy shenit stamik viyopele, avol deimi bichumusa kishor risheino is muta. So then it's muta ba'achile. So, but he, why? Because he's not nene. Because it's only if it is. It was originally tzeinin and then it was warmed up. So he was nene. But if it's tzeinin bichumusa kishor risheino, so it didn't improve in any way, so then it's mutabachil adere. Now, so the psak of the mechaber is that atmone is more chomor than shiye. So regabe shiye, if shochach, so adere it's muta. And that money, even Bishege, Kifshochach, so the Ebe, the Tavshu is Osa. But the Ramo paskens no. Yeish Emrin, Dim Shochach, Vihitmin Bishege, Bidover Hamisif Ever, Shorelech. In other words, it's not more chomor than the Yisar of Shir. Just as Ligabi Shir. So if Shochach, the Ebe, the Tavshu is Muter, so Ligabi Atmone, Bidover Hamisif Ever also. If the Ebe, if it's Shochach, and he was matmin bidover amis if ever b'shegeik, so the tapshul is muta deve. V'yei sheimrim, v'chol zei neoser alo kishe isa litzerach lailo, avo kishe matmin litzerach mocho, muta lahatmin b'dien bidover shemis if ever. Uvideve di ishlis mechal zeh ulvat shali roglas is kein, there is a shita sarishenim, that the whole isa of being matmin before Shabbos in something that adds heat is only if he's matmin it in order to eat at the Friday night meal. The Friday night meal. So then, there is a gzeira, Shema Yatmin Beremetz, and Shema Yechate Begecholim, because he is very tempted to have it the way he wants it at the Friday night meal. Masha'in Kein, if he is Matmin Bidover Amesif ever for the meal Shabbos morning, so then we're not Cheshish. We are not cheshes, lest he'll be matmin beremetz and he'll be mechate b'gecholim, because there is plenty of time left till Shabbos morning. Ad rishenim achilik. So the Ramo says, uvideved yishlis mechal ze, uvivad shalo yirog ila asiske. So there are two kinds of atmone, the Chachomim Masar. One is to be matmin bidover shemesif ever, something that adds heat, so it's also even before Shabbos to be matmin, a gdeiro with a tafsir. And then the other atmone, that is also on Shabbos itself, bidover shemayim bidover, something that preserves it. So Mechaba says in his days, Afil Tafshil Shem Yizbashil Kol Tzorche. Even if it is a Tafshil that is Yizbashil Kol Tzorche. And even though it is Mitzamik Virale, so also Lehatmin B'Shabbos. And Shabbos itself, it's also to be Matmin. Even though it's not Meisif Evel, it just preserves the heat. And we'll be Dover Shem Meisif Evel. Umikol Mokei, Losum Kelim Ala Tafshil Kidli Shomrei Min Arborit. אוי כדי שהוא יסתנה והפכו רשורת שאין זה כמעט מלהוכת אלו כשאין נהיה ונעיסים כיסר לגדירו ואין זה הניסר אף עתמונה בדובו אנשאבס even בדובו שמיים מדבר if the purpose is to keep the warmth but if the purpose is to watch it against our boring or in order it shouldn't become stained so then it's muta that's not עתמונה אלו הם דבורים שהמיסיף עם הבר what is מיסיף הבר that it's also to be matmin in it, even before Shabbat. Say we shall zeisim, we shall shumen, shall shumen, shall shum shemin, papisi, vizevel, in menyo, umelach, salt, viseed, vichel, so that's meisivevel, bin lachim bin yveshi, viteven, straw, vizogin, umuchin, viasovin, bizman sheshloshton, lachim, when it's moist. ואילו דבורים שאין מסיפים הבא. So, it's also on Shabbos to be matmin. כסוס ופרס וכנפיינו, אישור נצא, it's the feathers, ולרש או פיסטו ונסיר של חרושם, פרס, הקש, הדק, the צודוס, הנאיף ומנאיץ, כשמגרר מייסה בן גירו. Then the Ramo mentions a certain קולה. It's a take the sheet of tasers, in Shabbos. יש אמרים דימותה להתמין בסלויים. אף על פי שמסיפים הבל, במילסה דלו שכיחה לגוזר ברבנות. We can be matmin בסלויים in wax, even though it's מסיף הבל, so we are allowed to be matmin before Shabbos, of course. So, why? Because it is something that it's unusual to be matmin. So, ממילא, the חכונים הוא נעד גזר. שמו יתמין ברמץ in connection with that money, in something that is unusual. Simon Reishin Zion, Sivdalit. אף על פי שהם קונים בשבת, אפילו דבר של מייסי פרדל. So on Shabbos you're not allowed to be matni, to put a pot with the tafsir in something that just preserves the heat. But in common being the day, in his gallon if you have capsule is something that just preserves the heat, but in commanding the game, in galen the hateho, mutalarze hateho. Suppose you put the pot before Shabbos on Friday and you wrap it up in blankets, and then it was uncovered. So then you are allowed to bin hate, to wrap it up again. As long as the initiation of the hatmonic took place before Shabbos, so it's all right. The chayim also learned to follow the Shabbos, Macy. In other words, if the initiation of the hatmonic took place, in the double shemani level, took place before Shabbos, so then you are allowed even to add another blanket, wrap it up in another blanket. The chayim raised when you play kulei, the loss is achav in kainei. Suppose you, before Shabbos, you wrapped it up in one blanket, in one sheet, and then you want to change it on Shabbos. You are also allowed. Then you are rishon ham yishon min ha-sheni. Then you are sheni ham yishon min ha-rishon. Afiyo lo yom echutza ha-rishoni. Yochem yikol v'chatei tzedik lufkeren. Suppose, before Shabbos, you stored it, you wrapped it up in sheet. It didn't say, wasn't so warm, the sheet. And then you allow it on Shabbos to put a blanket on the pot. The reason is that you had very little tor. In other words, the halacha is that to be matin in Shabbos, the devil, Shemani devil, is only up there if the initiation of the Atmanah took place on Shabbos. But if the initiation of the Atmanah took place before Shabbos, now you change it, you add to it, so then it's all right. The reason is that you had very little tor. When is it muta to add something? If it was already in Yisbashu Kotoho, Avo in Yisbashu, Avo in Yisbashu, Avo in Yisbashu Kotoho, Afiyo Yehisi for Akiso, Al Akiso, Osa, so to eat this very dear Lord in Yisbashu. When is it mutter to add something, and blank it, let's say, to the sheet in which the pot is wrapped up, if, as a result, if it's already in Yisbashu Kotoho, but if it's not in Yisbashu Kotoho, so then, by adding another kisu, so in effect, you are expediting the bishul. Now this is very strange. We are talking here now about this being matin, the devil, shemani, devil. How could, even if you had 10 blankets, so how could that complete the bishul? It can only preserve the mani, devil, but not complete the bishul. So the Mogavrom raises that question. And the Mogavrom says, that the Mechaber has reference to the case. Suppose the pot is standing on the kiro, on the stove, that is gold cotton. And then in addition, you wrapped it up with a blanket, with rags. As it was standing on the kiro, that is gold cotton, in addition, it was marking it in rags. So then, if you put another rag on it, since it stands on the kiro that is all the cotton, so that might complete and expedite the bishul. This is what the Mechaber has offered.
Up to Simon Reishin and Zion, Sifei, in Pila HaTafshir B'Shabes, in Dera Shem Yisashir Bo, in Dera Acheres, Mutar HaTminei B'Dobo She'ini Me'isi Fela. In other words, the Yisar of Hatmoneh, Vidovashin Mesif Hevel applies only to a Gdera that is in a Klerishin. But if he emptied out from the Klerishin that was standing on fire on the top of the stove, and he emptied it out into another Kele, so it's a Klesheni, so then the Yisar HaTmoneh doesn't apply to a Klesheni. Mutar HaHatmin B'Shabes Dovo Tzinin Vidovashin Mesif Hevel. In other words, if it's a devil in a mesif hevel, because there are two kinds of hatmone that the Chachomim asked. One is devil in a mesif hevel. So then it's also even before Shabbos, and devil in a mesif hevel only preserves the heat, so it's also around Shabbos. So in regard to the hatmone, the devil in a mesif hevel, that is also around Shabbos itself, so only if it's ham, but if, in other words, if it's yatzeledes. But suppose it's not Yatzeledes, even though it's an equation, but it cooled off. So it's not Yatzeledes, it's Einen, so then there is no Yisar of Hatmoneh in Dovo Shein Meisif Hevel. Mutar HaHatmin B'Shabes Dovo Tzeinen Bidovah Sheni Meisif Hever, okay, so it's done in the Yisa. Now, if it's Bela Tzinen, what's the purpose of being Matmunet? The answer is the pot, the tapshin, the pot already cooled off, and it's not Yatzeledes, but he doesn't want it to become more cool. So then he's allowed, let's say, to be Matmunet in legs, in order to preserve the heat, which is not Yatzeledes. So Mutar Hatton B'Shabbos Dolo, Tzinen B'Dolo Shin Meisif Hever, Kedei Shuri Salim B'Yeseya, or Kedei Shetofik Tzinosei, Avol, B'Dovo, Ham Meisif Hever, Afil Hatmin Tzinen Gomo, Vafil B'Dei Nam Osa. We have to see on Reishu Zion, see what Zion. Kol Heichet Yaskinon Hatmoni, Afil B'Dei Ramu B'Shalas, Kol Tzorchen, Asrinon. Now the Mechaber is dealing with Hatmone Bidova Hamesi Fevel that is also even before Shabbos. As far as Hatmone Bidova Hamaymi Devel that is also on Shabbos, so that goes without saying that it is also, even in the Shabbos Kotzorchen. So there is no Machlokes. But the Machlokes is in regard to Hatmone Bidova Hamesi Fevel that is also before Shabbos. So the shite of most Hashemim, I mean the Torah and most Hashemim, is that there is a distinction between Shia and Hatmone B'Dovah HaMeisif Hever. Both are also before Shabbos. But Shia, so we have certain situations when Shia is muta to leave the pot on the stove. If it's Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, and it's Nistamit V'Ralei. But Ligabi Hatmone, so it's also that the Torah shite and Mechaba Paschas like that, even if it's Nisbasho Kol Tzorche and it's Mitztamik V'Ravei. Why is there a difference? Because, so the Torah explains it. Because Shia, when is a person Shia, a pot on the stove, he Shia to its, most of the time, Ritzirach Sudas Alaylo. So Mele, Ritzirach Sudas Alaylo, if it's Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, we don't have to be afraid less. He will be mechatel the chol and will read the coal under the pot because since it's Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, so be sure that the tapshir will be all right without chitul the chol. Masheinkein hatmone. So usually the person is matmin a teiro, so he's matmin it for the purpose of the sude Shabbos morning. So he might be afraid that if it will not be Mechatel Yecholim, it might cool off. So that's why we are Geizia. We are Geizia, Shemoyat Mimberemetz, and Shemoyat Yechatel Yecholim, even in the case of Nisbasho Kol Tzorche and Nistamik V'Ralei. That's the sheet of the Tur and the Mechada. But there are more Paschals they cool off. V'chein Ikea. But then he says, V'yeish, it's not that he Paschals, he mentions a certain sheet of the cool off. V'yeish Makirin V'Imri, the whole show highly gamre, when his basho called Sorche, Mutabat Monek Mubishir, which mission is prayer, you will see the nation of Gimel. Of Mokim Shemragul Hokir of this well as Zoo, a Limchis Biotom, and a Limakir Bisham Kings. So there are more, because Moist Lashemi agreed the Shita of the Turo, so he's not Makir, except in a place where there is a custom to be Makir. So then, he is Machia in such a case, like the Rishonim who say that the same halacha that applies to Shiu, that if it's Nisbasho Kol Tzorche and it's Nitztamik V'Ralei, so it's Muta Batmoni. So it's Muta Batmoni. Just as it as Shiu is Muta. Now, the question arises, we had in Simulation of Gimel, 2 days in the Mechaber, as to whether Shiu is Muta in the case of Nisbasho Kimachol Ben Brusoi, where it's not Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, but partially cooked. So that some people will already eat it. So there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Machlokes, between Hananiah and Rabbonon, and Tesis and Rashi Paschal like Hananiah, and the Rif and the Rambam Paschal like Rabbonon. The Mechaber had 2 Rishonim, and the Rambam Paschal completely, like Rashi and Tesis, that Shia is Mutar, even if it's not Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, as long as the Tavshir was partially cooked, Kimachol Ben Brusoi. Now, so the question arises, here there are more in certain situations. We make him shemei ad rohokim. So he lies under the shame we say. The whole shul chayu gamru nizbasho kol tzorche. moet hebben gehad, dan is mijn beschilu. Zo de Ramosje, mensen die met binnen komen, laten in die wasje kon zorgen. Zien is dat mannen heeft dezelfde status. Een schilu en de Ramo past met zijn rechten rumo. De schilu is moeder, die laat in die wasje kon zorgen. Dat juist. Die wasje te maken met Brusselje, zo is het zee hier toe. De hoogste die wasje. Ze maken met Brusselje afvuur om die wasje kon zorgen. So, Shabbat Mali is Mutter, die don't want to meet her before Shabbat. So the Mugabom raises that question, and the Mugabom says, according to that Kule, since the Ramo Paschus, we got the Shia, that is Bashot Machab and Rosaya, so Shia is Mutter, so here too, according to that Psak. This is what the Mugabom says. However, the new rabbi and most Nisikeli are great on Ramo. And they say that since Ramo emphasized the whole Shulchari Gamma Nisbasha Kotzorche, so he's implying only Nisbasha Kotzorche. That even according to the Rishonim, who say that Atmone Bidova Amisik never is Mutter, in the capture that is Nisbasha Kotzorche, so only Nisbasho Kotzorche, but if it's Kimacho Ben Brisoye, so even these Rishonim will agree that it's also. Why? Because just as the Torah distinguishes between Shia and Atmone, and he says that Atmone is also, even Nisbasho Kotzorche is Tamik Raleh. Why? Because there is more of a Choshe for Chitu Gecholim Ligabe Atmone. Why is there more of a Choshe Ligabe Chitu Gecholim Ligabe Atmone? Because Atmone usually is done for the purpose of making it adapted and suited for Achille in the Shabbos morning meal. So Memele, there is more of a possibility of Chitu Gecholim. So Memele, even the Ramo, who says that by Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, Hatmoni is Mutas on Nisbasho Kol Tzorche, Mashenkin, if it's Macho Ben Trusoy only, it's not even Rol Achille according to the standards of Rav Liodom, then we certainly have to be Cheshish that he might forget and be mechatel gecholim. So that's the shita of most nesikelim, not like the modern avon. When Rishnu Zion Sifres, now Sifres is a long sif, so we're certainly not going to discuss the various hamor, but we'll try to go over the sif. Afal pi shemutar hashe is zero al gabi kira sheyesh bo gecholim al pi adrochim shenizbaru yisino Rishnu Gimel, because there are two kinds of yisurim. There is one isser of lehashes to let a pot with the tavshir stay on the stove shishabes. So then there are certain circumstances under which it is muta. For example, if it is nisbasho kol tzorche, or according to Hananya, nisbasho kimacho ben drusoye, or if it's completely raw, so then it is muta to be mashed, even though it's not all the cotton. But then there is another Isser, there is an Isser of Hatmone. Hatmone bidova shel Nisif Eva. So, he's also even before Shab. So, the Mechada says, Afo ki shemuta rahashis deir al gabi kira sheish bu becholim, al piyat rochem shem izbar bisimari reishin gimu. So that's in regard to the Isser of Shiu, per se. But inuch mechuse bigodin, Afo pi shab godin in Nisifim Heber, machmas atzmon, מכל מקום מחמס איש שתחתיהם מי סיפר. So this is also. But suppose it's נזבשו כל צורכם. But it's מחושה בגודים. So even though גודים in themselves are not מי סיפר. They are only mighty devils, they only preserve it. But in view of the fact that the גודים are placed upon the gdere, which stands on fire, so it's מי סיפר מצד הפייר, even though it's not מי סיפר מצד הבגודים, but the fact is that in this situation, because of the combination of the bgodim on top and the fire at the bottom, so it plays it out. So then it involves the Isser of Hatmone Bidova Ramesi Vevel. So even though from the point of view of the Isser of Shia as such, it wouldn't be Osir because of certain reasons. So, but it can become Osir on the basis of the Isser of Hatmone Bidova Ramesi Vevel. ומיהו כל שהוא בעניין שמבגוד הבגודים נגים בגדרו אף על פי שיש איש תחתרו kidn she mei se derech hat moni shor. Hinkach, heiche she mamit deiro al gabi kiro, oi kufach she yeise becholim, ven shurei hat kiro, neidin bi gecholim, shiru mikre, un mitar al piyat rochim, she mizbar u bisimen reishnen gimel. So that was, but, so it can only be osea, mitzad, the yeise of hat moni. But in order to be at money, so even though it's covered on top with Godin, but if the Gdeira doesn't touch the Gecholim, the fire, so then it doesn't involve in itself at money. Now, but if the Gdeira touches, is in contact with Gecholim, does touch the fire, so mainly it involves in itself at money, so mimele yitzo sami salat mon. Vinosam al agdeiro, kli rochei, sheine negei abitzile agdeiro, vinosam godim alisi kli rochei, muta, vichid mishin abgodim nisuni, elo alisi kli rochei, sheine negei abitzile agdeiro, ve'en kalat mon. In other words, suppose he puts a kli rochei on the agdeiro, and then the godim do not touch the pot, but they touch the kli rochei that is on top of the pot. So maybe it's not called that money. The chidush should have gone in the cinema with the kli rochei and give it to the zero, ain't cannot money. Because the Yisrat money applies only to a case where the thing in which the zero is tomun is in contact with the thing that is matmin the zero. So in other words, so only if he puts the Godim on top of the Deiro and the Godim on top of the Deiro touch the Deiro. But suppose he puts it up, a board.
What are you doing? You crazy sugar?
Touches.
You're joking.
He doesn't touch the Deiro. The Deiro touches the board and the Godim are in contact with the board that is on top of the Deiro. Then he doesn't involve the Yisrael that much. הגדירו בתנורים שלומי על ידי שייתם בשיחו חתיכו חיה וירום שלו יתן הגדירו מלגז בגחולים ואף על פי שמחסה פייתנו בגודים כאילו שאין הגודים נגים בגדירו לבת מוני ושום
we left off in the Shabbos at Simon Reis Samach, and then we learned in the Stanke. Now we are going to resume at Simon Reis Samach in the Shabbos. Dimei Achnesa Shabbos. Mitzvah Lirchitz, Kol Gufe. There is a mitzvah Erev Shabbos to wash yourself, the whole guf, if possible. I mean, it means either you take a bath or you take a shower. V'nef Shaloi. So but suppose he can't berech his kol gufe. I mean, in the old days it wasn't so simple, you know, to berech his kol gufe. So yurcheitz panav yodov raglov bechamin be'arav Shabbos. L'chol apoches, if he can't berechitz the whole guf, so l'chol apoches he should wash his face, his hands, and his feet bechamin. Now, so it's a mitzvah bechamin. And the reason is to why there is a chiyuv to be reichitz on Kovet Shabbos, because in Shabbos there are two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah of Veinet, and one is a mitzvah of Kovet. L'gdish Hashem Yechubot. Because of Shabbos Veinet, L'gdish Hashem Yechubot, the Pasuk in Yishayah. So, washing yourself and preparing yourself, putting down the Shabbos clothes, that comes within the mitzvah of L'gdish Hashem Yechubot. So, U'mitzvah Lochi Farosh. In other words, there is a mitzvah to wash the hair ulgaleach hatzepanayim be'arav Shabbos and to bring galeach to cut the nails before Shabbos. V'imayu saris reishik deiris. Suppose he has a lot of hair, so then he is mechulev before Shabbos to take a haircut. Mitzvah ligalchon. It all comes within the mitzvah ulidesh Hashem mechubot. Then the Ramos says something, it's in the name of the Avudron, Sefer HaMusa, The many achilik and the aris chilek and the tashbats mentions in the name of the Maram Rutenberg that one does not have to be particular about these things. But the Ramon mentions what Avudram says, and there is probably we don't know any reason, probably an esoteric reason, but the tashbats, the Maram Rutenberg and the ari, they are all chilek on it. The Ramon, however, mentions it. Uchshameitil tzirponov loyitil eison kisidron. In other words, when he cuts off the nails, he should not cut them off consecutively. In other words, in order. In other words, he shouldn't cut them off, let's say, start with this, with the thumb, and cut all the nails. But in an irregular way, an irregular but a special order. We don't know the reason why the Avudram says that. Loyatil eison kisidron. V'yaschil bismeil bikmitze. Uvinim the etzba, we mean the etzba. So he says, the simonaze, the bahaga, the smelly, the dago bimim. So in other words, so in the left hand, so he starts with the dalet. That means the forefinger, starting with the thumb. This is the first finger. So first, in the left hand, he cuts off the forefinger, and then this finger, the second base, and then this finger, the fifth one, the small finger, and then the third one, the middle one, and then the thumb. That's in Bismillah. And in the right, so Bidago. So in other words, it's the second finger, the index finger of the right one, the first one that he cuts off the nails, is the index finger, and then the forefinger, and then this, the thumb, aleph, and then the middle finger, gimel, and then this one. I mean, why that order? I mean, it's not mentioned. But the Tashbats, the Maram Rutenberg, and the Ari, they all say that one does not have to be, there is no reason as to why one should be particular. However, the Ramo does mention it. Kishayye somoch lechashecho, yishal anshe beisi b'loshe rako. In other words, Rago, he should say it mildly, not scream. Isartem, iraftem, did you take off maishes? Iraftem, did you make an eired? Ifrastem chale, did you take off chale? V'yimalem, and then hadrikas aneir. Uvinokim shein me'asrim, let's say like today, we're not me'asir. So in tzorech leimar isartem, but he just should remind them whether they made the Erev, the Eruv Hatzilas, let's say sometimes you make an Eruv Itchumim, and then he should say Yifrastem Chalo, and after that he should remind the Mibais to be Madlik the Meir. At Simen Reis HaMechalev, but I don't think it's possible to start Reis Simen Reis HaMechalev, which deals with the Inyan of Binashmoshes and the Shiurim of Binashmoshes, without giving a certain Hakdome, an introduction. So we'll start tomorrow. You see, now, this, the Inyan of Binashmoshes is a very complicated Inyan, and it's based upon two Gemores. One Gemore is in Mishach HaShabbos, at the end of Banu Madlikin, Daf Lamed Aleph, and there the Gemore says that between Shkiyas HaChamo, sunset, and Tzisa Kechovim is the period of Ben Hashmoshes. And Ben Hashmoshes is Sofik Yeim, Sofik Lailo. After Shkiyas HaChamo, it's Vada Yeim. After Tzisa Kechovim, it's Vada Lailo. But the interval between Shkiyas and Tzisa Kechovim, that is Sofik Yeim, Sofik Lailo. And the Gemara in Shabbos also says that the Ben Hashmoshes is three-fourths of a meal. Now, of course, the Gemara has reference to an equinox day, let's say like September 20th or March 20th, and in Yerushalayim, which is a latitude of 32. So the Ben Hashmoshes is three-fourths of a meal. Now, what is a meal? So there are three shurim in a meal. According to Rashi in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Vov, and according to many Rishonim, probably most Rishonim, so in nearly 22 and a half minutes, 22 and a half minutes, so 4 mil would be 90 minutes, an hour and a half. Now, so 22 and a half minutes, according to what the going, according to the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh in Broches, a meal is 80 minutes. According to the Rambam Perush HaMishneh in Psochim, a meal is 24 minutes. Anyway, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph says that the Benashmoshes period is 3/4 of a meal. Now, if we say that that a meal is 24 minutes, as the Rambam says in Perush HaMishneh in Psochim, so 3/4 of a meal would be 80 minutes. If we say that a meal is 22 and a half minutes, so 3/4 of a meal would be, to be exact, would be 60 minutes, 0.875. Now, if we say that that a meal, as the Rambam says in Perush HaMishneh in Broches, 80 minutes, so 3/4 of a meal would be as little as 13 and a half minutes. So that's the smallest shiur. And according to the Rambam Perush HaMishneh, in Psochim, that a meal is 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a meal would be 80 minutes. So that's the biggest, would be 80 minutes, 3/4 of a meal. That would be the biggest shiur, the longest shiur in 3/4 of a meal. So whether it's 13 and a half, or 16.875, or 80 minutes. Now, but that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that Bin Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a meal. Now, there's a machloket between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So according to Rav Yosef, it's 2/3 of a meal, Bin Hashmoshes. But we pass like Rabbi, so it's 3/4 of a meal. That's one Gemara. But then there's a Gemara in Psochim. In the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Tzadik Rov, so the Gemara says that Malach Odom B'Yayim, מעמד השחר עד נצח חמו, between dawn and nets. Now dawn means dawn, when you say in English dawn, that's עמד השחר. What does it mean? It means when there is light on the eastern horizon, but the whole horizon except for the eastern horizon is dark, but just the eastern horizon lights up. There is light on the eastern horizon, so that is So that is Dalad Milin. Malach Odom B'Yayim is Dalad Milin. Dalad Milin between Amr HaShachar and Netz. And the same interval is between, the Gemara says, between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim, also Dalad Milin. So, Tesis, Rav Netam, Gavi, all the Rishonim ask as to the apparent stira between the two Gemaras. Now we know that Bin Hashmoshes is in the interval between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim. Now, and the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadik Vov says that between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim is Dalad Milin. Where is the Gemara in Shabbos? Daf Tzadik, Daf Lamed Aleph says that Bin Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a meal. So there is a stir between the two Gemaras. From the Gemara in Shabbos it appears that the Bin Hashmoshes is a relatively short period, 3/4 of a meal. And from the Gemara in Psochim that says between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim is 4 meal. So it appears that it's a relatively long period, 4 meal. Now, what is 4 meal? If we say that a meal is 22 and a half minutes, so then 4 meal would be 90 minutes. If we say a meal is 80 minutes, as the Rambam says in Perush HaMishneh, in Broches, so then 4 meal would be 90 minutes, an hour and a half. So there's a stira between the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, that says that Bin Hashmoshes is 3/4 of a meal, and the Gemara in Psochim Daf Tzadik Vov that says that between Shkias HaChamo and Tzitzak Chovim is Dalad Milin. So the Teretz given by Rav Netam, which is accepted by practically all the Rishonim, except by the Rambam and Rashi, I mean that's what the Poskim say, so, and Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Rambam, so, but by all the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran,
I mean, all the balatayisres, and that's the sheet of Ragnatam, that there are two shtiyas. One shtiya is the shtiya Rishayna. The shtiya Rishayna is what is called sunset. The Russian the other. What do we call sunset? When you look up in the newspapers, or in the chart, sunset. What is sunset? Sunset is descriptive of that moment when the Guf HaShemesh, the sun, is set below the horizon. So that's sunset, that's Shtiyah Rishayna. But then there is a Shtiyah Shniya. What is a Shtiyah Shniya? I mean, astronomically speaking, what is a Shtiyah Shniya? So Rabbi Natam says that after the Shtiyah Rishayna, it's still Yom Gomor. Still Yom Gomor. And let's say, according to Rabbi Natam, if somebody will do Melech after what we call sunset, Shabbos, so then he's Michal Shabbos in the Loch of the Raise Bivada. According to Rabbi Tam and all the Rishayim, not just Rabbi Tam, the Ri, all the Balatayisres, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, the Ritvo, all the Rishayim, all the Rishayim. So after the Shkia Rishayim, it's still Yom Gomor. But then, one fourth meal subsequent to the Shkia Rishayim is what is the Rishayim call Shkia Shniyo. What happens at Shkia Shniyo? Let's say if we say the Dalet Mil is 72 minutes, so the Shkia Shniyo would be approximately 58 minutes subsequent to what we call sunset. And according to Rabbi Tam and all the Rishayim in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, if a person will do Melochet, let's say 57 minutes after sunset, and Shabbos is Michal Shabbos Midrais, according to Rabbi Tam and all the Rishayim in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. But when does it become Benash Moshes? At Shkia Shniyo. Shkia Shniyo is 3 1/4 mil subsequent to Shkia Rishayim. What happens to Shkia at Shkia Shniyo? Shkia Shniyo is descriptive of that moment, as the Mechaskian explains it, when the whole horizon is already dark, because a few minutes after sunset, so there is adequate sunlight, you could even read a book outside, let's say 10 minutes after Shkia, or 50 minutes after Shkia, or even 20 minutes after Shkia, you could read a newspaper outside, there is a reflection of the rays of the sun, so there is ample daylight immediately after Shkia. So, when it is 3 1/4 mil subsequent to what we call sunset, then the whole horizon is dark. You couldn't read anything, you couldn't see, but the western horizon still has some daylight. The western horizon. So when does the Lashmoshes begin at Shkia Shniyo? When the whole horizon is dark, and except the western horizon, and then the rest, 3/4 of the mil, of the Dalet Milin, that's the Lashmoshes period. In other words, this is how Rabbi Tam and Elder Rishayim reconcile the two Gemoras. The Gemara in Shabbos says, on one end, that the Lashmoshes period is only a relatively small period, 3/4 of the mil. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that the between Shkia and Tzitzak Chovim is Dalet Milin. So Rabbi Tam and Rishayim say the Gemara in Shabbos that says the Benash Moshes is if only 3/4 of the meal has reference to the 3/4 intervening between Shkia Shniyo and Tzitzak Chovim. Between Shkia Shniyo and Tzitzak Chovim. So that's only 3/4 meal. So then the Benash Moshes begins. But after the first Shkia, it's still Yom Gomor. It's still Yom Gomor. Except that we couldn't bezeil the dam of Korbanos after the Shkia Rishayna. Because there is a special Zeres HaKosuv. That dam lifts up the Shkia Sachamo, and according to Rabbi Tam and all the Rishayim, it means the first Shkia. But as far as affecting Lyra is concerned, so the Shkia Rishayna does not affect even Sophic Lyra. What affects Sophic Lyra? There's the Shkia Shniyo. And the Shkia Shniyo is 3 1/4 of a mil subsequent to Shkia Rishayna. Then it becomes Sophic Yom, Sophic Lyra. And when it is 4 million subsequent to what we call sunset, then it is Lyra Gomor. Then it is Lyra Gomor. And this is how the Mechaber in Chashabes Paskins
In Uchas Miller, Yerdeye, he does not pask like Abitam. But in Rechayu, the Mechaba paskus like Abitam Shiti. So it is still Yim Gomo after the Shkia Vishik. Now, but then the Shita Sadeim, and that's the Shita of the Gro, they said no, that the Gemore in Psochim, when it says that between Shkia Sachama and Tzisa Kechovim is Dalad Mirim, so Tzisa Kechovim in Gemore in Psochim doesn't mean three Gechovim Beinim. In other words, three stars of average magnitude. But it means when all the stars come out, even the smallest stars that come out can be seen. So that it takes 4 million from sunset till all the stars, even of the smallest magnitude, so and it come out are seen. So that's Dalet Milim. Masha'im Keil, when the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Nashmoshes is the period between Shkia Sachamo and Tzis HaKechovim, the Gemara does not mean between Shkia Sachamo and Tzis Kol HaKechovim, but between Shkia Sachamo and Tzis Gimel Kechovim Beinim. So that takes only 3/4 of a mil. And that was the shita of the Gemara of Rabbi Haigoyen, Rav Skuel Goyen, and that Rabbi Avrom Mishael Rambam says, and the Maram Alashka says, he was the shita of the Rambam, and many say that was the shita of Rashi also, like the Gemara before the Rishenim. So in other words, so there is no stira between the Gemara in Psochim and the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, when it talks of Tzis HaKechovim, it has reference to this, to the Tzis HaKechovim of Gimel Kechovim Beinim. That takes place 3/4 of the meal subsequent to what we call sunset. Let's say on Equinox Day, so Gimel Kechovim Beinim can be seen, let's say 80 Yerushalayim on Equinox Day, 80 minutes subsequent to Shkia. But Masha'im Keil Gemara in Psochim, where the Gemara in Psochim says that between Shkia and Tzis HaKechovim is Dalet Milim, so the Gemara is reference to the Tzis Kol HaKechovim. So, but this has no significance insofar as Lion is concerned, according to the Gemara and the Gro. But why does the Gemara mention it? But the Gemara is not interested in telling us astronomical phenomena. There are many other astronomical phenomena that the Gemara doesn't discuss. So, obviously, when the Gemara mentions the Tzis HaKechovim, Tzis Kol HaKechovim, takes place, Dalet Milim, subsequent to Shkia, that means 72 minutes, 90 minutes in an equinox day in the Yerushalayim latitude, so it probably has a halachic significance. So the Shebeinu HaLeket says, now there is a deal of Meisifin Mechilah HaKedesh. So you can be Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh B'Chnisose, Erev Shabbos. So from Plag HaMunche, the Ramo Paskins, you can be Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh. You can be Mekabel Shabbos. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos, let's say, from Chatzis Friday. So the earliest that you can be Mekabel Shabbos is Plag HaMunche. That's B'Chnisose. And there is a mitzvah of being Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh B'Tziyose, Mitzvah Shabbos. So how far can you be Meisif? How far can you be Meisif? Can you be Meisif till Sunday morning? Till what time? So the Shebeinu HaLeket, and Shebeinu HaLeket apparently agrees with the Shittas HaGen, which is the Shittas HaGro. In other words, that 3/4 of the meal subsequent to what we call sunset. So it's Laila Gomo. So he says, but there is a mitzvah to be Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh. Up to what moment can you be Meisif? So he says, up to Dalet Milim. So the reason as to why up to Dalet Milim, let's say up to 72 minutes in an Equinox Day Yerushalayim, or up to 90 minutes, you can be Meisif, is because since a Dalet Milim subsequent to sunset, so then all the stars, even of the small magnitude, so can be seen, so that is the descriptive of the highest degree of darkness. So until, as long as there is some reflection of the rays of the sun in the horizon, you can still be Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh. But if it becomes completely dark, so then there is no mitzvah of being Meisif Mechilah HaKedesh. So this is the halachic significance of the shear of Dalet Milim of the Tzis HaKechovim, of Tzis Kol HaKechovim. So be it as it is, so there is a machlekes between the Gemara and the Rishonim. According to the Gemara, it becomes Laila Gomor
So the Benashmoshes takes place immediately with Shkia Vishaino. According to the Shinu, Benashmoshes takes place not after Shkia Vishaino, but at Shkia Shnia. So it's 3 1/4 meal subsequent to Shkia Vishaino. Now, what does that phenomenon when the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon, as it is in English, it's called nautical twilight. Nautical twilight. Nautical twilight, in other words, there are three. In the English language, we have three expressions. Civil twilight, and we have nautical twilight, and we have astronomical twilight. Astronomical twilight is dalet nun subsequent to shkia. Whether it's 72 minutes or 90 minutes, that's called astronomical twilight. Nautical twilight is the end of twilight that is very important for sailors. That's why it's called nautical twilight. That means that's the moment when the whole horizon is dark, except on the western horizon. So sailors have to know when is the end of nautical twilight. So Shkia Shnia corresponds with the end of nautical twilight, and Dalet Milin corresponds with the end of astronomical twilight, and then there is such a thing as civil twilight. I'm not going to mention that. Civil twilight is really an arbitrary thing. This is when, that's the moment when the sun is 6 degrees, is set 6 degrees below the horizon. What's the importance of 6 degrees below the horizon? Because when the sun is set, until the sun is set 6 degrees below the horizon, so then...